becomes you're playing to the audience, and it changes everything. And nobody's better than Gingrich at that. He's a great first date politically. He really is.
Very quick.
Not for his wife.
Very quick question about the fourth man still in the race, Ron Paul. How much of a factor is he in South Carolina?
Not in South Carolina. He's just got to try to get through this. He's got some opportunities when there are some caucuses out west, when it's really fervent believers.
Yep.
And I think he'll rebound and he'll stay in it because he's in it for the long term.
South Carolina is perhaps, and I don't say this critically, the most bellicose state in the union when it comes to foreign and defense policy. His brand of non-interventionist American foreign and defense policy falls really on deaf ears there. Even when Rick Perry stood up Monday night and said, South Carolina's at war with Washington. I mean, it showed a great sense of history 150 years ago. But, I mean, there is a sense that South Carolina really does prefer the military option, and I think it's not receptive at all to the Paul message.
Well, let's turn finally here to the incumbent. President Obama started running this week first television ads in a handful of swing states.